Hey everybody, and welcome to the Trade Addicts Podcast, where the first step is admitting you have a problem. I am Dynasty Outhouse, and I have a trading problem. And it feels good to get that off my chest and out into the podcast universe, but let's be real. If you know me, playing a league with me, or have read even just two posts of mine on Twitter, that's not news to you. To me, trading is the best part of fantasy football, and the reason I got into Dynasty in the first place. Redraft, keeper leagues, they just weren't active enough for me. I had an itch, and those yearly leagues just weren't scratching. I know what some of you are thinking. Drafting is the best part of fantasy football. Auctions are the best part of fantasy football. Setting lineups is the best part. Alright, I'm sure nobody's saying that setting lineups is the best part. But first of all, no, you're wrong. It's definitely trading. And second, drafting and auctions depend on too many people's bad decision-making skills to go well for your team. With trading, it's just you and one other person, face-to-face, computer screen to cell phone screen. Things are more in your control. Everything you're going to hear on this podcast is going to be in reference to trade value. News and notes, weekly game recaps, free agent moves, even games we play. Everything will be about how things going on in the league can help you be a better trader and get more value in your trades. The free agency burst is finally over. I'm not going to go over those signings because I'm sure you're already inundated with 30 podcasts going over them. You already know how you feel about it. So for now, we will skip over news and notes and let's just jump straight into some trades. In this section, we're going to talk about trades that go down in my leagues. And when I talk about that, we're talking about the Trade Addicts leagues. These leagues are 12-team, Superflex, PPR, and Tight End Premium, where tight ends get an extra 0.75 points per reception. Let's talk about some big boy trades that went down in each of these leagues. In Trade Addicts 1, Phillip Rivers and Dalvin Cook for Marcus Mariota, Mark Ingram, and Marlon Mack. Now remember, Superflex, these QBs have some value. I think when you look at this one, you could take Marlon Mack out of the equation. Clearly, he's just a throw-in. After that, it comes down to age, position, and preference. Phillip Rivers and Dalvin Cook for Marcus Mariota and Mark Ingram. This is completely even to me. Phillip Rivers kind of equals Mark Ingram. Dalvin Cook kind of equals Marcus Mariota. To me, the preference really comes in with these young guys. Do you think Dalvin Cook is really that good based on that four-game small sample? Do you think Marcus Mariota can really turn it around and be the elite stud that he was thought to be taken at second overall in the NFL draft? The answer to both of those is yes to me. So what this really comes down to is positional power. Again, this is a super flex league. To me, quarterbacks are king. To be honest, I traded away Phillip Rivers and Dalvin Cook, because to me, the prize of this piece was Marcus Mariota. I think he's a young stud. I think he's only going to improve with the new coaching staff, all those weapons around him, and I'm a big Corey Davis fan. So to me, I won this trade. Wouldn't have done it if I didn't think I did, but, you know, just to let you guys know, I think I won. And now for our Trade Addicts 2 big boy trade. Melvin Gordon and Keenan Allen for Ezekiel Elliott and Will Fuller. Now, not only was this the first trade to go down in Trade Addicts 2, it actually happened before the startup draft ended. Now that's a way to start a league. Again, this one to me is completely even. Now this is the kind of trade where you have Ezekiel Elliott on your team, and that is an elite fantasy asset, but let's just say you don't have enough starters on your team, so you want to turn Zeke into multiple players. Always have to make sure if you're trading away an elite asset, you need some studs back in return. Now honestly, I'm not the biggest Melvin Gordon fan. He's mostly a compiler in my eyes, which means he's completely volume dependent. But honestly, it doesn't look like that volume's going anywhere. And the Chargers have been working on shoring up that offensive line, which hasn't been that great before. So to me, Gordon's only going to get a little bit better. And Keenan Allen, well, to me, Keenan Allen's awesome. In this month's DLF ADP, Keenan Allen placed at the 112. It's about time that man gets the respect he deserves, and that injury-prone tag just finally went away. And on the other side, Zeke Elliott's a stud. He's elite. There's just no getting around it, even if you do think he's not the greatest person in the world. Doesn't matter. This is fantasy football. This isn't real life. But how fair you think this trade truly is depends on what you think of Will Fuller. Clearly, he's not just a throw-in. But do you think he could really keep up the efficiency he had last year? The dude caught like 6 touchdowns in a game. I mean, that doesn't really happen very often. Also, you have to take the injuries into account. The dude just doesn't stay healthy all that often. But you have to think of it. When he's on the field, Clearly, he has the upside of catching multiple touchdowns a game. And plus, being on the opposite side of DeAndre Hopkins really raises a player's value. This was another one of my trades. Mostly I did this because I love Keenan Allen, and I've never owned Melvin Gordon in any leagues before. But, in full disclosure, I traded away Melvin Gordon the same day. Big boy trades are fun and all, but now let's talk about an essential part of the game. Let's talk about some baby trades. In Trade Addicts 1, Chris Thompson for Marquise Goodwin. This is the kind of trade I like. I have a running back. You have a wide receiver. Their value kind of equals the same, right? Let's swap. And that's exactly what this is. I had Chris Thompson. Someone else had Marquise Goodwin. I had a bunch of running backs at this level, but all my receivers were either studs or duds. That's why I thought this trade was a perfect idea. Now, I like Chris Thompson. The dude has huge upside. You know, a little bit of the injury bug. But, two things. First of all, seems like the Redskins are going to add somebody to that backfield. P. Ryan is not good, and Fat Rob Kelly is also not good. Chris Thompson can catch the ball. He's not exactly between a tackle's runner. So some things need to change up in Washington. Chances are whatever running back the Redskins bring in isn't going to be taking the receiving work away from Thompson. But usually change in the backfield is never a good thing. Now, Marquise Goodwin finished the end of the last year on a tear. Him and Jimmy GQ seem to have a thing going. Now, yeah, obviously the 49ers are going to be bringing in another wide receiver. They did nothing in free agency, so clearly we have to think they're going to draft somebody, if not somebodies, early on. But I'm not really taking Marquise Goodwin thinking he's going to be a wide receiver one here. I just need someone who looks to be a little bit dependable, maybe even if just they're a bye week replacement. Because honestly, that's all Chris Thompson really is to me. I wouldn't be starting him every single week. It would just be in the easy matchups where I think he has some upside. So again, to me, this trade is completely fair, great for both teams, and it was a lot of fun. Now, Trade Addicts 2 baby trade. And this would be the first trade we're talking about that I wasn't actually a part of. Lamar Miller for 2 2019 seconds. That's right, we can trade rookie picks. Now, Lamar Miller, for some reason, was not cut by the Houston Texans. So we have to believe he's going to have some part in this running game. Even if it's just until Deontay Foreman heals from his Achilles tear, he's still going to be running the ball. Whether you think Lamar Miller is good or not doesn't really matter. What matters with running backs is volume. And at the beginning of the season, especially if Foreman isn't healthy, it seems like Miller's going to have that volume. Now, the 2:19 seconds. Now, to me, these are just very good trading chips. Remember, these are super flex leagues, and especially in this year, where there's a lot of quarterbacks coming out and are going to be drafted in the first round, that makes these seconds a lot more valuable. Now, let's be honest, I have absolutely no idea who's coming out next year, but since, again, super flex, there's going to be a few quarterbacks taken, which makes these seconds a little bit more valuable in these leagues than it does in one quarterback leagues. This is one of the reasons I love baby trades. Not as much is at stake, so nobody's really a loser in this one. Actually, everybody's a winner. Lamar Miller could be useful, could be a bye week replacement, could sell high after two good games at the beginning of the season. Who knows? And 2:19 seconds. Right now, they don't really have much value. And hey, they could even be late seconds next year. Who knows how this team's going to finish? So it could just be two really big dart throws. But for the moment, it makes both teams better. The guy getting Lamar Miller can feel more confident in his depth, and the other guy can flip those 2:19 seconds for something else. Everybody wins. Well, that's all I really got for right now. This was just a quick pilot episode to let you know what we're all about and to make sure I don't sound like too much of an idiot. Going forward, I'm going to be bringing on different members from my Trade Addicts leagues to host, so don't worry, you're not going to be stuck listening to my monotone voice the entire time. I'm going to actually get someone on this thing who's actually good at podcasting. Everyone is going to come on with their own trades, takes, and games, so hopefully we can keep this thing fresh and keep you listeners from being bored. So please give the podcast a follow on Twitter at TradeAddictsPod, and I am your host at DynastyOuthouse. And remember, when it comes to being a trading addict, you're never alone. Catch you next time.